This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The effort to restore the former railroad depot along Keokuk's riverfront received a huge financial boost a couple years ago. The organization behind that financial boost is pleased with the results. The Jeffress Family Foundation out of Wisconsin provides grants to preservation projects of historical significance in 8 Midwestern states. Roman Vetter is one of 3 people on the foundation's board of directors. He says the grants require a significant local match to show that there is community support for the project. And he says the foundation focuses on smaller communities such as Keokuk.
Looking at a smaller community where a lot of individual donors step up and work to match our grant and then bring the project to fruition.
How did you learn about this?
One of our directors saw an article in a magazine, and he was on his way to Missouri. So he decided this might be a good stopping point. He talked to the head of the state historical preservation office, and she had recommended this also as a good place to stop.
When the foundation goes through the process of deciding we're going to get behind this project, what can you just explain what that process is?
Well, number one, it has to be in one of our 8 states that we cover. It generally has to be of national significance. So either the architecture or a major event that might have happened or a personality such as a former president maybe. And then we sometimes will visit the site first to see what we think. Other times, well, we have our photographs to take a look at, and we do some research as to the history of the structure.
Is there more of a likelihood you'll get involved if you've seen it, or are you kind of used to it enough that the pictures can be enough at times, too?
Oftentimes, through the websites, we're able to make a pretty decent determination. We also like to meet the, if possible, or discuss with members of the nonprofit board. The structure has to be held by a nonprofit, a 501c3, or a municipality, a city, a county, the state, and make sure that there is a strong presence on the board of people who have community contacts within the smaller communities. So we don't do any of the bigger cities throughout the Midwest because they should have the demographics and the ability to come up with the funds themselves. So we are always amazed at the small communities and how they come up with the money that they do to save a piece of the past in trust for the residents of the community in the future.
If I believe the structure is correct, the foundation provided $333,000 as long as the local came up with $666,000 to roughly get to that $1 million mark. Is that a typical structure for when you get involved in a project where we'll provide one-third, you raise two-thirds? Is that kind of the typical structure?
Yes. For every $2 you raise up to the goal, we will pitch in $1. And it's a formula that has worked out quite well for us. I think around 93% of our projects come to fruition.
How many projects have you been involved in? Even give me, by the looks in your eyes here, maybe a ballpark figure.
It's endless reams, let me tell you. We had a brochure printed a few years ago, just a few years ago, and that is very obsolete at this point. It's best to check our website, which is the jeffrissfoundation.org. It's J-E-F-F-R-I-S.
You mentioned kind of the structure of doing these types of projects, but why? I mean, what is it that got the foundation started saying, this is kind of the direction we're going to go?
I think the 3 of us directors are just crazy about architectural preservation. We have done other projects, too, that aren't just buildings. We've helped in the restoration of vintage train cars, lighthouses, a whaleback ship, a line of trees in Indiana that spells out Studebaker, which was put on Studebaker property to celebrate the advancement of general aviation. So we've done everything from opera houses and mansions to presidential homes.
We're sitting in the depot, probably your first time here. What do you think? You've seen the roof, you've seen the project. What do you think now that you can say, hey, we were a part of this?
Well, the great thing about it is that I sense that this will bring the community together, and there's great space for all sorts of community events, but also this will probably start things in motion for bringing back other beautiful buildings within this small community.
While you're here, do you keep the eye out for any other potential projects, even on the drive home and stuff, especially in this area? Are you always kind of having that eye out?
Actually, before we came here, we did a tour to on our own just to check out. You never know what's down the line, especially when we have a great history on one project with the group that's involved. We have in the past gone back to the same community or nearby communities to do other projects.
Roman Vetter is on the board of directors for the Jeffress Family Foundation out of Wisconsin. The foundation donated $333,000 to help pay for the construction of a new roof for the Keokuk Union Depot along the city's riverfront. That's after supporters of the depot raised more than $660,000 as the local match for the grant. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.